Hello, hello, hello. It looks like I made it onto YouTube. Whenever I get onto YouTube, you always see me. I look so evil because I always look so upset, right? And I'll tell you why. I tried no less than 10 times to go live on Facebook tonight. I know I come here and bomb blast them every week. I know I've started doing that now. It's just, I don't understand why. Why they're not accepting my life. It makes no sense to me. I'm pretty disgusted in them. And so I was doing my live shows there, Wednesdays and Saturdays, and now I do none. So it's, you know, it's affecting me. And I don't know why I've been, I don't know. So, I made my a video for Capricorn in Aquarius earlier. I'm going to upload those, and so you'll get a chance to see those. I'm going to go over where the planets are right now. And, yeah, you know, if I don't get any requests, of course, I won't be doing any of that other stuff I usually do on Saturdays. So let's go ahead and see where the planets are. I can tell you that my planets for my my own personal chart is horrendous. Just, you know, icky. The moon is conjunct Mars in my chart, so it's ugly, you know, it's ugliness. And they said, you know, I shouldn't really discuss any issues that are critical to me because I'll find it difficult to maintain my equilibrium and not fly off the handle. But I won't back down without a fight. But, you know, my sense of perspective might be distorted. So, you know, don't act hastily. So just calm down and compromise. So that's, you know, my compromise is just coming and making a weekly video on YouTube. I mean, why not? Just, it reminds me to make a video on YouTube because I forget to do that anyway. So, you know, I was doing them on Facebook, but obviously that is not a good idea. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, let's talk about where the planets are because that's why I'm here. Right now, the sun is at 2 degrees of Libra. 2 degrees, almost 3 degrees of Libra, is making us a trine with my Mercury. So yeah, the moon is at 24 degrees of Leo, living on my Mars in the seventh house, stirring up all my enemies, all of them. They're all around, dirty dogs. Next is Mercury. Mercury is at 19 degrees of Libra. You know, that's funny. Mercury is almost, well, they must have sometime during the day. Mercury and the moon must have made a sextile earlier today. And that's good for Libras, Leos. That might have, you guys might have had a halfway decent day. Also, Venus is in Libra too. So that would have been Mercury and Venus and the moon, that would have probably been a nice vibe for some people today. Mars is at 24 degrees of Virgo, and yeah, that's just sitting in my eighth house wreaking havoc right now. But yeah, it's alone now too because it doesn't have all the support it had before. Well, Pluto's at 20 degrees, but that's still wide. So Mars is there, not quite in Libra, but still in Virgo. Mars goes into Libra on the 4th. And I think it'll be a lot less critical when it goes into Libra. It'll be a lot more diplomatic. People have been saying just about anything that comes to their mind with Mars and Virgo. It's been a really critical time. Let's see, Jupiter, 17 degrees of Jupiter, Sagittarius, 17 degrees. It is going direct. It is Jupiter and it is sextile. That Mercury and that Venus in Libra, that's a good thing. Like I said, I think some Libras and Leos and even Saggies, I think you guys had a good day. I really do. Maybe even some Geminis, you know, maybe not as much because Jupiter's in Sag, but yeah, definitely Libra and Gemini. I really do think so. Saturn is at 13 degrees of Capricorn, and that is still technically opposed the North Node. It tells me that the South Node is still sitting on Saturn. The South Node on Saturn is nothing nice. Oh my gosh. I have doubted myself in more ways than I can even count over the last couple of weeks. It's just like, are you kidding me? So yeah, this North Node conjunct or oppose the Sun or Saturn, suppose my Sun. South Node sitting on my Sun, South Node sitting on Saturn. Ugh. Saturn opposed North Node. The whole thing's ugly, ugly, ugly. And it's affecting my mental health and my work. And I think even my health, because I haven't been eating well, but I am losing weight. So I guess there's a benefit to everything. And let's see. Oh, Neptune's at 16 degrees of Pisces. And that is square that Jupiter in Sag. Ugh. But it is technically trying that North Node still. They're both retrograding, so, and sextile Saturn. So, yeah. You know, Neptune is just in a weird spot right now. I mean, with Jupiter opposing it and whatnot. And I just, or opposing, squaring it. And I just feel like with that, that could be over. We could believe we can do more than we can do. And we might not see where all the pitfalls are. That's the problem. Sometimes we get over exuberant, or we got a dream, or we got an idea, or we got a plan, or, you know, we see the vision in our minds of how we know it can be, but then in reality, it's like, oh, we might have overextended, so you might be getting a little of that. Yeah. Then Pluto is in Capricorn, and it is still retrograding until the 3rd of October. It's at 20 degrees right now. So I'm looking forward to when that's going to go direct. As a double Capricorn, it's important that it goes direct. It's like right on my ascendant. Amazing. But it's not really making any bad angles right now. I guess it is in a way because Mercury is square it. Yeah, almost exactly. I just realized that Mercury's at 19:16 and Pluto's at 20:38. So yeah, they're square. So, you know, Pluto square Mercury. It did tell me not to talk. And some people might be like, why is she talking? And I said that last night. But, you know, that is that square between Pluto and Mercury. I would just be careful of the things that we say. You know, I'm a little bit more cautious and aware of the things I'm saying than yesterday, but be aware of that. The North Node, I think I mentioned earlier, 14 degrees of Cancer, that is opposed Saturn. It is trine Neptune. So it's a mixed bag, you know what I mean? But it depends on where it falls in your chart. Look at where 14 degrees of Cancer would fall inside of your chart, what house it would be in. And that is gonna give you an idea where the emphasis is gonna be at this time. And it's retrograding deeper into that house, wherever that is. And so, you know, be aware that there's some issues there that you might have to go back over. In my case, I know it has to do with my health, my weight loss, and also my work and the quality of my work and things I let slide and not the details that I've let slide. So for you, it could be something different. Be aware of what that is. Chiron is at 3 degrees of Aries, and it too is retrograding, and that is almost exactly opposed the sun at 2 degrees of Libra. So think about where these are occurring. Chiron opposed that sun in Libra. Chiron in Aquarius, Aries and Libra, sun. Okay, so that they are occurring somewhere in your chart. So it's about figuring out where that is and then watching out. That is something, I just keep the idea of flip-flopping. Back and forth, flip-flopping, 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 flip-flopping. Because it's Libra and it's the sun. And then it's Chiron on the other side of it. It's, you know, I don't know if you're going to get the answer or solution now because where the sun is. So just be aware of that. You might be second guessing yourself, third guessing yourself, fourth guessing yourself, that kind of thing. Yeah. So guys, this has been my take for this evening. You know, I don't have a lot of people who follow me yet here on YouTube, and I guess they're used to, you know, me being on Facebook. That's just the way it's got to be. I've just got to start doing more things on this on YouTube. So it's been my pleasure. I hope you got whatever you could out of this. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you did, if you haven't already, please like, share, subscribe to our videos. And be sure to hit the bell so you know when I'm uploading new videos. Sending out much love and light to you all. And to learn more about how you can find out more about astrology at lookinside.com, you can look below. Okay, much love and light. Bye now.